when the emergency department at Pullman Regional Hospital starts getting full, patients are put in rooms in the hallway. That is to say, they're put in gurney beds with room numbers taped to the wall. Kelsey Irwin is an ER nurse at the hospital. As she walks through the hall, she points to different rooms and describes the challenges in caring for patients when the ER fills up.
So at night, we don't often fill up every room, but it looks like clearly in the daytime, they're literally putting three people to a hall, which is it's pretty stuffed.
In really severe cases, like shootings, Irwin says that the lack of space directly affects other patients' experience. She's treated gunshot victims twice since September of last year. On one of those occasions, staff had to move patients to the hall gurneys to make room. One patient decided to discharge and come back the next day, and a psychiatric patient had to leave because the sounds were too overwhelming.
We couldn't stop him, so we had to just let him go and hope that he would come back.
Another ER nurse, Paul Prather, has worked at PRH since 2013. He says he's seen the number of patients more than double since he started.
We're seeing older, sicker clientele. We're seeing more psych patients with debilitating psych issues that are taking up a lot of our time when they come in. We're seeing a lot more patients in general. It used to be that, you know, you'd see 40 or 45 patients in a 24-hour time span, and it'd be like, wow, that was a busy day. And now we're seeing 40 to 70 just on day shift.
Sometimes, Irwin says, staff are forced to run code, a term describing immediate life-saving care for patients in cardiac arrest, in small exam rooms.
There's 6 to 10 people trying to save a life. These rooms get pretty tight, and so that's a concern that we have too.
It's a problem that's been growing for years, and one the hospital staff are hoping a $27.5 million bond on ballots this November will help pay for. The hospital's expansion plan is vast, but one of the biggest changes would be a 50 to 60% expansion of the ER for triage rooms and mental health services. Luckily, not all nights are so chaotic. But even though they don't always need the extra rooms, Irwin says when they do, it's hard to make up for the lack of them. One of the fastest growing needs is more resources for psychiatric patients. Many of them, Irwin says, are students that were isolated the last 3 years because of the pandemic.
And then their parents are sending them away to college, and it's going very poorly for them. So we see a lot of psychiatric emergencies.
Irwin points to a small, closed-in room in a corner.
And this is where we have to put them, and it's just, it doesn't help anyone to be locked in this little room, you know? So we would love to be able to provide them with better care.
The ER has one psychiatric room, which is also the only room with video monitoring and restraint capabilities, though the restraints aren't typically used. When additional psychiatric patients need a room and the first is occupied, as often happens, they're set up in two other rooms within eyesight of the nurse's station.
So oftentimes all of those rooms are full and the capacity for psychiatric beds in the state is pretty low. So we're often holding them for 12, 24 hours if they need a real psychiatric bed.
Irwin says she can't imagine her life without nursing and loves her job, but more resources would make it easier to provide necessary treatment. If staff need to run code and fit 10 people in an exam room, she says, they'll make it happen. But it's not ideal for her, and it's not ideal for her patients.
We can do it. We do. But we don't like it.
I'm Rachel Sun.